cricket jam up for there. Look at that. Yeah, but they're in the back part.
Yes.
Walter Reuther is calling the president on line O. The president asked the operators to get him.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Walter.
How are you?
Fine. Your labor boys give me such a push today, I haven't been on the phone. I just got through and I'm going over and eat dinner with John Steinbeck, but I thought I'd better call you in between.
I just take a minute
ago. I had OA night in today and John Lewis and all of his co-workers, and so I've had a pretty rough day.
You've had a rough day, yeah. Mm. Well, I want to just say first that I was so proud of you at the U of M that day. That was a tremendous job you did.
Well, thank you.
And I was real proud.
Thank you.
What I'm calling about, I'll just take a minute. I've been working with Moon and our boys on the Texas situation. We've been trying to help put that together down there, you know, so that the Conley forces and the Yarborough forces could work together and give you a united Texas, which we need. And I thought it was coming along. And then the other day, Ralph Yarborough called me, and Hank Brown has been trying to get me, and he wrote me a long letter. And I met this afternoon with our regional director, who's the fellow that Moon works under, Teddy Hawks. And I think it would be a great tragedy. Those boys are talking about walking out of the convention down there and so forth. And I don't think there's really as much difference between them as they appeared to be.
Mm-hmm.
And Hank Brown and these fellows are talking about, well, they're fighting for your program and the Conley forces won't go along
with
it.
Well, neither one of us know what our program is. It hadn't been written. The only thing they're doing, the damn fools are letting Republicans sick them on.
That's right.
They want to try to take the convention away from Conley, Walter, and they can't do it.
Of course they can't.
He's got them beat 2-1, and Conley hadn't got a program or platform, and I haven't got one. We're going to write it up at Atlantic City. We're going to write a platform, and then they're going to have another convention. But all the Republicans done is they got a bunch of simpletons down there who really want to control this, and Yarborough is their agent. He votes right up here, but he got absolutely no judgment. What he ought to be doing is getting every Democrat he can to support him, because he's going to wind up getting in a fight and running half of them over to the Republicans.
Yeah.
And ain't a damn thing in the world for him to gain. Every delegate that comes to that convention is going to be a carefully selected Lyndon Johnson man from Who Laid the Chunk. And he's going to be ordered to instruct vote for me all the way down the line. Now, what they're trying to make them do is say, you give us a blank check to endorse a platform that hadn't been written.
Yeah, well,
now, they can't do that.
Of course they can't.
And if it did, Conley would get beat by a Republican.
Right. The point is that why can't there be somebody to work this thing out? Because they're fighting over nothing. Now, number one, the important thing is to get that convention united to support all the Democratic candidates, starting with you.
Well, I'll tell you why. Ms. Randolph, through the years, is a good soul, but she rules or runs. If she can't rule Roost, then she'll run it. Now, they have tried to figure out, they went out, first thing they tried to do is beat Conley, which was a terrible mistake for him to do.
Right.
They ought to be fighting with him. Then I got in a fight with Conley because he said, well, if they're going to beat me, I'm going to beat Yarborough. Well, I said, you can't do that. And he said, well, it's a hell of a thing to take my gun away from me and give them the gun to work on me with.
Right.
And you can't keep Don Yarborough out, but you can keep me out. Well, I made Joe Kilgore mad, and I made Conley mad, but I kept Yarborough from getting defeated. Because any one of the group, Jim Wright, Joe Kilgore, any of them would have defeated Yarborough.
That's right.
Conley had it right. But I said, why do I want to improve a situation when I get a man's vote 99 times out of 100? Why do I want to change that kind of a man? And I appealed to Conley's intelligence, and he said, well, all right, but I'm still mad about it.
Yeah.
So he didn't beat him. Now, as soon as they got by that thing, they come out and start a fight and say, okay, we can't run the convention. We've tried to beat you. We've lost. But now we're going to tell you that if you don't do it, we're going to embarrass the president by going up with a separate delegation. Well, Conley don't give a damn if they take a separate delegation, and I don't either as far as that's concerned, because they've got nothing to fight. I had Yarborough lunch today at the White House. I said, now, Ralph, why in the living hell do you want to fight about something that hasn't been written yet? If you want to fight about it, go into the September convention in Texas after we've had Atlantic City and try to blackball everybody that doesn't support our platform.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a damn what they supported. I'd say you support Johnson, period. Because we haven't written their platform. I don't know what it is I want to ask them to support. Connolly called me and said, now what kind of a program are you advocating? What are you going to put in your platform? Are you going to balance the budget or are you going to unbalance it? And I said, well, we're going to have a platform committee and we're going to write a damn good platform. Well, he said, don't ask me, though, to write a blank check before you ever meet, because that don't appeal to anybody.
No. Well, what was Ralph Yarbrough's reaction?
Well, Yarbrough's reaction is that they're after him and they're going to beat him, and Conley's after him, so he's got to fight Conley. Now, I've told Conley that he's got to get out there and get elected himself. He's got to support Yarbrough. And all of us go together. I told Yarbrough today, I said, I'm with you. Money, marbles, and chalk. All the way, all the time. Now, you tell me who you want me to call, what you want me to do, I'll do it. And he said, well, that's fine. I'll sure be in touch with you, but they're really after me. Well, that's true. They are after him.
Well, they're after each other. That's the problem. Why the hell did they let Don Yarbrough get in that race? That was a lot of damn nonsense.
Of course it was. It's awful. But we will get Connolly and every conservative Democrat that's on that ticket and connected with him. They'll wind up voting for Johnson, voting for Connolly, and voting for Yarbrough. Now, the only one that's really important about it is the Yarbrough thing. They're going to vote for me, the Democrats are, and it'll pull Yarbrough over. But if he has a bloodletting, and he gets them all mad at him,
That's right. And
what he ought to do is start fighting the living hell out of Bush. That's the man to fight, not to fight Connolly, but they don't do that. And this is history of Texas and the liberal movement. And that's why they always get back. We had them up when Conley was elected, where labor could make advances in Texas 10 years ahead of what he'd done. They didn't wait 2 hours until they started threatening.
Yeah. Well, you know, our UAW boys supported him.
That's right. They have in the state.
The problem down there now is our fellows are fine, but then you got CWA and the steelworkers and some other people. And I'm Hank Brown is calling me, and I'm just trying to get these other fellows to act sensibly.
What they ought to do is this. They ought to realize that, number one, Mr. Connolly won the conventions. They had a contest over it. They got 2,700 votes, and he's got about 1,800 of them.
Uh-huh.
That's number one. So they tried, and the majority didn't win, and they lost. They tried Don Yarbrough, and they lost. Now, Connolly's there. And the man that didn't lose was Ralph Yarbrough. And the only reason he didn't lose, because we wouldn't let a man run against him and wouldn't let Connolly. And Connolly's given me some very bad publicity about it. They said Connolly and I have fallen out and all that kind of stuff. It's not true. But Connolly didn't like my telling him that he just absolutely couldn't support Kilgore. And then Kilgore called here, and I was in the cabinet meeting. And Walter Jenkins talked to him, and they had to make a decision. They had an hour before he announced. And Walter Jenkins told him that he thought it would be an insult to me if he announced. So he went up and withdrew. And that gave Yarbrough an unheard-of opponent, and he damn near defeated him. And now the problem we've got is getting Yarbrough beat this attractive young boy, Bush. And he ought to quit fighting with Connolly and every Democrat. If a man's got a Democratic label on, he ought to say Mr. And the only ones he ought to cuss is Republicans. Hell, if I were him, I wouldn't go to a county convention. I wouldn't mess around the convention. The convention's going to be for his candidate for president. His candidate for president's going to win. He's going to have his program. It's going to do what Yarbrough likes to vote for. So why does he want to get mixed off in the convention? He ought to try to win the senatorship. That's what we need.
Is John Connolly prepared to adopt a broad general statement which you say that they provide full support to the president and all the Democratic candidates?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
Because if we could get an agreement on that, hell, that's all they need. They don't need anything else.
John Connolly is prepared to bring that delegation up there and support me who laid the hill. I'm prepared to tell John Connolly and everybody down there that we've got to go all out to elect Yarbrough, but I don't know whether I can keep them from just fighting at each other's throat because you're like two big pussycats.
They act like boys. Don Yarbrough calls me and...
But Connolly's been elected, and Connolly's got the votes, and Connolly's in charge, and I've got to have Connolly to carry the state myself, and that they ought to recognize. And Connolly got 71% of the votes against Don Yarbrough. And didn't halfway try and didn't halfway campaign. And a year ago, they only beat him by 26,000, but that's what they've lost in a two-year period.
Yeah.
And they'll get it down to 81% if they keep on. But what they'll do, they'll wind up having Tower in the Senate and having Bush in the Senate. That's the way they're going, because Yarbrough is a very weak candidate. Civil rights and union labor and the Negro thing is not the way to get elected in a state that elects Connally by 72%. And Yarbrough votes right, but he's handicapped in that state. Now, he wouldn't be handicapped in Michigan or New York, but he's handicapped in Texas. Look what they did to Elliott in Alabama. The only decent guy we had in the whole South on Rules Committee, and they beat him. Now, they'll beat John Young from Texas, because he's voting with us 100% of the time, but give him 2 years, they'll get him. Now, what we got to do, the big thing that the liberal movement ought to do, it ought to give a tinker's damn about who comes to convention or what they say about the platform. There's one thing they ought to care about. Are the people coming to that convention going to be for Johnson? The answer is yes. Every damn one of them are going to be approved of me. That's number one. They're not going to send a man there that's not agreeable to me. So the man that they claim they're for is going to have the delegation he wants. That's number one. The second thing they ought to be concerned about is electing Ralph Yarbrough and put every energy and dollar and time they can in it, not run people off from him.
That's right.
All they're doing is making everybody not want to vote for Yarbrough, almost.